This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Come on, man. And with the local DVD news, Kevin Cool J with the 12-minute comeback. But tonight, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my penis. What's up with the fear? Making the tears rain down like a mine. Fool, listen to the bass. Don't fool me.
Because it's time to take on the globalists. It's time to politically knock them out. Because, like LL Cool J said, Mama said knock you out. So I'm going to knock you out. I'm doing the best job I can, folks, to fight these globalists. And I come in there every day and I look at all the things they're doing, they admit they're doing. And I just want to raise the alarm and get people to not put up with it. They want us to submit. They want to break our will. I want us to resist and break through. Because if you submit to tyranny, you become weak. If you fight tyranny, you become strong. That's just a fact. That's why I coined the term resistance is victory. Because you resist and you know you're resisting and you've got right on your side. Long term, the idea is invincible. What V for Vendetta quote from the writers is absolutely true. Ideas are bulletproof. I asked Darren McBreen, who's a great researcher, great newsman, yesterday. I said, hey, give me some of the clips of people celebrating killing their babies in abortion. And he came to me this morning. He said, I know you said you only want this 5-6 minutes long. But he said, there's hundreds of these. And I said, well, what are you talking about? And I got here a little bit early this morning. So we sat there for a while. And he played me a bunch of clips I'd never seen before. And it just convicted my heart to come on air and say, that's why I'm so angry. That's why I'm so aggressive. It's why I don't want to lose. Because these people get off on the power trip of rubbing out a little baby and its whole potential and celebrating that. And there's nothing more satanic. And so if there's a radio station on the spiritual dial that's hell on earth, that is the absolute bottom falling out, that's these individuals. And this is a spiritual fight. And evil is manifesting itself everywhere, and none of us are perfect. There's incredible pressure out there to just be angry or to give into it or not to care or just go get blind drunk. And we can't do that. And so I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. None of us are perfect. But we love God. We love justice, and we want to be better. We have a conscience. And so people that love God and who are overall good people, we're all still fallen, are always feeling like, well, we shouldn't be leaders because we're not perfect. Well, we're pointed toward that North Star that's God. And that's really our job. And we just need to try to do the right thing, and then God's going to take us the rest of the way. And that's really what it comes down to. We're seeing evil come out in the open, try to overwhelm us, try to break our will, try to demoralize us, try to make us give up. And that's not going to happen. My will is stronger than it's ever been. That said, though, like a race car engine over-revving, with the driver, you can blow the engine. Some of your best racehorses end up, having heart attacks because they want to go so hard, they've got so much will. So with great power, as they say in Spider-Man, comes great responsibility. And all of us have great power that God's given us. And now it's time to use it to get out there in every way we can, to go speak at city council and the student groups and the PTA meetings and the college boards and the water district and the dog catcher and the legislature and Congress. I mean, I go to Congress, and there's no citizens there, or they have a hat in their hand, real scared, like they're talking to a god going into their office buildings. And there's just lobbyists and politicians and hangers-on and aides all arrogantly stomping around, faking it until they make it. And instead, we the people should be in those office buildings. We should be at those hearing meetings. Everyone should take their vacation every year in D.C., and instead of just drinking a bunch of alcohol and eating a bunch of food, going and confronting these people is much more fulfilling. And it's very, very powerful. I mean, you just walk right up to Sundar Pichai of Google and get right in his stinking, ugly, lying face. And he craps his little britches and scream at him, "You're a traitor. You bet on the wrong country. You're going down." That was less than a year ago. You now see it beginning to happen. That's called expressing your will. and standing against the enemy, putting yourself physically there, doing simple little things like that, bring down the system. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart.
From this time forward.
From here on after. Let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow.
The bottom of the hour.
I cross my heart.
I'm going to play a new compilation of the left celebrating killing little babies, calling them horrible names and reveling in their death, reveling in their chance to live a life and struggle and succeed and lose and build and create an experience. There couldn't be a more selfish, truly wicked thing to do except celebrate it. But if you're going to go to hell, might as well be first in line, huh? Might as well just fully commit to it and wallow in it. Wallow in the spiritual filth and stench. You know, I don't like to cover things like this here on air. I know the show in many ways would be more popular. If I came on here and made fun of AOC and Ilhan Omar and the usual suspects and reveled in John Bolton being removed and winning the special election in the Carolinas yesterday. And all of that's important. There's a lot of good things happening in this world. But you know, if we would just come to grips with it and recognize that we're really facing classical evil, the stuff you read about in history books, the stuff you hear about in fairy tales, the stuff of nightmares, is our own spirit, our own subconscious, our own past, our own history, our own guts, warning us of what there is in this universe that's not good, and the fact that we need to make the conscious decision to reject it. And it's that decision that is infinitely beyond infinity, eternally, more important than any physical wealth, any physical health, any accolades that you could ever receive. Nothing in this world will satisfy you except the spiritual. That's why the globalists try to always keep people in a starvation mode, so they're fighting just to be able to live, so that they're kept at that level of base survival, so they never experience the success of being able to have a quiet moment to reflect on eternity. They want to keep us running on that hamster or rat wheel, so distracted that by the time we die, we never really experience life. And never touch the face of God to make that eternal decision to go with God instead of go with everything that's fallen for eternity. We've got a lot of guests today. We've got a lot of news. But at the bottom of the hour, we're going to play this compilation. And then tomorrow we'll have even more. I mean, there's hours of this. I mean, I knew the left celebrated abortion. But I don't try to go around looking for it. It's just all over the place. And then once I ask the crew to look into it, it's just worse than I even knew. And, of course, isn't it always worse than you knew? This disease has been rotting behind the scenes, right beneath the surface for a while. And now it's coming out. And so that's really a good thing, that we're going to get this thing out in the open so we can tackle it. And it's critical that we don't become overwhelmed by it and give up and hide our head in the sand. I mean, it's good to pull away from the big cities, pull away from the left and where their strongholds are, and go build our own strongholds. But we have to go enter into their strongholds on sorties politically, and we have to strafe them with the truth and with justice and with liberty, never physically. And that's really what we are, is a mission in to this. I mean, I was born in Texas, been in Austin since high school. It was not the fetid L.A. toilet that it is now, both literally and spiritually. But that's why we're here. And that's why you are where you're at. But I just have to tell you that the abominations going on, the genetic engineering that they admit's happening now, is just totally dangerous, totally insane, and creates so many issues. Like, do these humanoids have rights? Who really controls them? What were they programmed to do? I remember hearing 20-something years ago that they'd been cloning people since the 60s, and I went and looked it up and actually found it was in mainline literature. Hell, I got a Time Life magazine I bought at some old magazine shop when I was out in Seattle. I haven't even shown this on air yet. And it showed test tubes with human embryos in them that had been engineered in the 60s. They kind of told us about it then. People got upset, so they pulled back and said, oh, that's just fiction. Imagine where they are now. I mean, look at these headlines right here. Scientists create a device that can mass produce human embryos. Then you go in and read into it from NPR. Many of them really aren't humans. They're splices of 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 100 people. Chinese scientists edit DNA in attempt to cure man's cancer, HIV. Boy, what could give rise out of that? That's out of Yahoo Finance. Next generation of aircraft will track your bathroom visits. Isn't that great? There's no such thing as anonymity. With consumer DNA tests, sperm banks reconsider long-held promise to donors. See, everything's about breaking promise. Does a new iPhone creep you out? Scientists grapple with tiny holes, scare some people. Yeah, it's got like a little robot. You know, the robot's got two eyes on each side, little microphones, and you can't turn it off, and Google Nest had a hidden microphone, and they admit they're always listening. Of course they are. It's all a race, militarily, to dominate and control you and make you as mentally ill and as broken as possible so they can program you. I mean, they admit that. Mosquito trials raise hopes of Dengue fever cure. I'll tell you about that. And all this ties together. We're going to have live coverage tonight, right through now, until 11 o'clock this evening. Houston, we have a problem. The clown world, third round of debates, this time all 10 on one stage. Elizabeth Warren will attack dog the reanimated corpse that is Joe Biden with his bloody eyes and his strokes and his stumbling and bumbling. The Democrats now say he needs to step down. Where'd you hear that first? So that's all coming up. Texas Showdown, Warren's new target. Can Biden hang on? DrudgeReport.com. That's all coming up. And then we are going to get into so much more here today. India is set to carry out biggest war games near China border. Close the whole Kashmir thing is about proxy war with China. Pincer movement. We're going to tie it into a whole cornucopia and a large spectrum of news and information today, as best I possibly can. First off, we're also, when we come back, going to get into right-wingers are America's deadliest terrorists. We've got a CNN clip that went up on Infowars.com yesterday, last night, that we're going to cover coming up, where CNN puts up all these fake graphics and says, white men are the terrorists, when statistically that's not even true. But regardless, the fact that they're trying to say that, while the New York Times came out and said airplanes attacked us on 9/11. Now, obviously, the official story has got big problems, and there was a lot more going on there. But Islamic terror is real. That there were people that were trying to do it. They were probably decoys, but Islamic terror is a real thing. To say it was airplanes is like, well, they said there was a truck attack. Remember, killed hundreds of people or whatever in France. They've had a bunch of attacks, but one ran over several hundred, killed 100 plus. And remember, they said a truck attacked people. No, this isn't Christine, or this isn't Maximum Overdrive. This isn't Hollywood. It wasn't the cars. It wasn't a Google self-driving car. It was a jihadi.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Competition paying the price. I'm gonna knock you out. 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 Storm, and I'm just getting warm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide, and we're going to be here till at least 11 p.m. tonight. And the first two debates were incredibly boring and incredibly stupid and unbelievably frightening how they all were trying to double down, offering free stuff, trying to go left of Mao Zedong. Now, that said, they were so boring and horrible, they were riveting. But at the same time, it was very scary to look at Cory Booker and his fake smile and always looking like he's trying to, you know, use the bathroom when he's been constipated for 6 months. And then Elizabeth Warren looks like a weird meth-addicted piranha with her eyes just bugging out of her head with hate. And then you look at Bernie Sanders, a 78-year-old communist that swindled colleges and ran all sorts of criminal operations and loved the Soviet Union, up there promising people stuff. And then the New York Times is praising Mao Zedong, saying he was a great leader, and AP is praising Robert Mugabe, who was like an African Hitler, said that whites should all be exterminated. I mean, it's crazy. But that's mainstream media, folks. They support killing babies after they're born. They support breaking up the family. They support saying don't say mother and father in elementary school entrance forms. They are destroying all of civilization in a total takeover. It's their mission. It's what they've been financed to do. And you can look at it temporarily and say, well, the Chi-Coms see us as their main rival. They want to demoralize us. They want to break us down. The left wants to do that to further conquer us culturally, so they're allied. And Islam wants to take over the West, so they're allied with it. What a combination. The leftist Hollywood with the Chi-Coms and the unelected EU with Islam. And that's the big evil axis against what's left of Christianity, what's left of free market capitalism and the Renaissance. It's unbelievable to see these global corporatists doing the math, doing the numbers. There's 1.8 billion Muslims. There's 1.4 billion Chinese. Europe is in decline. The population's capitulated. America is in moral decline. We don't have a Christian culture on average anymore. We don't have a red, white, and blue culture. We don't believe in ourselves anymore. I see articles all over the place where the American flag, people wear American flag shirts, and they're told to take them off at football games. Not just the Betsy Ross, but the Gadsden flag, the 50-star flag, the modern flag. The Ninth Circuit ruled 6 years ago that you can't wear an American flag in public schools or colleges in 11 states that the Ninth Circuit covers. I'm going from memory. Look how many states. Is it 9 states or 10 states? Last time I looked, I was amazed it was so many states. I think it's 11. Maybe is it 9 or 10? Please look that up for me. And, you know, you sit back and you see that. Where people followed suits in college and in high school. They'd wear an American flag, and people say, we're offended. And they get kicked out of school for refusing to take it off. And then the court said, you don't wear that. That's beyond the Soviet Union. That's how far we've gone into this cult. Now, there it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Gosh, it's even more than I thought. It's 13 states. Jeez. 13 states you can't wear an American flag at school. If somebody doesn't like it. Let that sink in. I'm going to stop right there. I've got stacks of news here. And we're going to hit it all. But yesterday in the first hour at the end of the hour, I came on air and told the truth. I mean, it's a possible future that in the next year and a quarter or so, InfoWars will run out of money to operate. We can make it to the election. Maybe that's just God's will. I know I've got enough product that if I sell it all, I could run this place at full throttle and even expand some into the campaign and have our reporters on the ground for almost every major event and really have a big, strong, powerful finish for InfoWars. And then the site would still be there, and I'd probably still do a show, but it'd be probably radio or, you know, something like that, because you build something up this big that's designed to reach hundreds of millions of people, then they cut it down, they cripple it, they crush it, and it's just hard to keep together. And you know, I told the truth about that because listeners need to understand that we need to be here to put out truthful talking points against the globalists. We need to be here to promote Americana and expose globalism, because almost no one else really gets it like our guests do, you do, the listeners, and I do. Now, I believe by telling you that after these years of boycotts and blackballing and attacks and harassment, that we've held up much longer than they thought. But that without sustained financial support and also spreading the word aggressively, InfoWars, that is seen as a symbol of the American resistance, as pure Americana by the enemy, they admit that. They marvel at what we've done. Their white papers have leaked out of Congress, the New York Times, the Washington Post. I mean, they are scared to death of what InfoWars has done and could do. And it'll be a great victory for them if they're able to strangle us into oblivion. But I believe that with the election coming up and with all the interest and all the things that are going to happen in Providence, that if we just go 110% into this fight, that we'll somehow be sustained in next year. But let me explain something. If I don't have money to buy a future product and I have to operate off purely the money coming in, again, maybe a year and a half, maybe. And then I'd have to lay a bunch of people off, and I'd have to contract, and I'd have to, and it's just something that I don't want to do, because we've already changed the world together. So I'm going to tell you again. It's real simple. We've got the best water filtration. We've got the best air filtration at really good prices. We've got the best supplements. We've got great T-shirts, great books, great films. We've got great emergency preparedness, storable food. Everything you need. High-quality coffee, high-quality toothpaste is fluoride-free, high-quality fish oil and krill oil, high-quality turmeric, high-quality nootropics, high-quality post- and pre-workout, TurboForce. I'm doing some of the biggest sales we've ever done. I'm selling some stuff at below what it cost me to get. Because quite frankly, we expanded a lot of the InfoWars products. Some things are hits, some things aren't. Some things are really important, really great. Like, this is the best fiber you'll find anywhere out there. Gut Fusion, fiber, and glutamine. This is incredible for your body. Competitors are like $50. Usually sell this for like $20. It costs us like $12. People don't buy it. So, right now, got a deal where it's free when you order it with something else. Just like you can get Ultimate Female Force, Stamina, Libido. You want your wife to be really perky, your girlfriend? A free bottle of this with Super Male Vitality. There's like $15 of product in this. This will blow you away. Free bottle of it with Super Male Vitality. Fund this revolution or let the enemy win.
Band.video.
is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. They are dumping out the video. It'll be ready next segment that has a whole bunch of new clips that I've never seen. You may have seen these of Democrats and leftists saying we love to kill babies. It's so enjoyable. Those little bastards, we're going to dig them out of there. There's too many humans. You're going to see mainline feminists saying this. Can you imagine being married to one of these people? Can you imagine somebody like this watching your back? Can you imagine being in business with someone this nasty and crazed? I mean, these are like Charlie Manson people that cut the baby out of Sharon Tate. But see, that was 50 years ago. I guess exactly 50 years ago. So that's 50 years ago. And then look at who we are 50 years later. Charlie Manson doesn't scare anybody. You know, AOC came out and said that Republicans are scared of her and that the Democrats are pathetic and don't recognize how wonderful their communism is. And, you know, it's really true. I am scared that a stupid meth head, I mean, she's obviously on stimulants, who behaves and acts like an arrogant crack whore, is up there spouting all this hate and saying cauliflower's racist and white people are inherently evil. The woman is a pig. I mean, imagine if a white person was saying crap like this. I'd say they were a pig. And then she just sits there like she's God. And that's all the comments on InfoWars went, oh, we're real scared of you, right, lady? Oh, you're a moron. Hey, you know what, listeners? You better be scared of her. You better be scared that we're not doing enough to educate people. Because while you're busy working your job, and while you're busy running your own life, the left's got your kids, and they've got your church, and they've got the media, and they've got it all, and they're sabotaging civilization. And so you laugh at her when she says cauliflower is racist. Or when Burger King takes the word hamburger out because it might offend Muslims. You laugh at that. It's not funny. They're destroying language on purpose. You know, Limbaugh would always make fun of environmentalist wackos. They're not wackos. They get control of all the carbon on this planet and track every bit of it and surveil it. That's Big Brother. And then if they can tax it, they can literally impoverish whole nations selectively. You don't need a bunch of bombers to blow up their power plants. You just shut them down. And Europe and the U.S. have been crippled by, what is it in Europe and the U.S., over 3,000 coal reactors have been shut down the last decade? Clean coal reactors. China builds something like 30 a week or something. It's ridiculous. We close them every week. It's an incredible number. I've seen that they open 30 coal power plants some weeks. Look it up. Like I said, the Ninth District had 11 or 12 states. I'm sorry, it has 13. This stuff is insane, how militarily we're under attack. My God, you turn on Netflix, it's scientific warfare to destroy a country. And then you read the white papers, they say they're doing it! And Congress won't act to stop Google that's moved to China. That's delisting everyone. It started with me, now it's everybody. I could care less about me. But I sure as hell cannot sit here and stand by while they do this to everybody. And it scares the hell out of me that we've got their number. We know how to beat the globalists. We know their plans. I've actually read their white papers, their books. And that's why they want me off here, because I really know what they're up to. A lot of experts want to sit back and be glad they're the only person that knows it. I'm freaked out. Millions of Americans know what's going on. I know, because hundreds of old-timers told me all this stuff, and they were dead on. Dead on. I just popularized the American resistance that was right under the surface, because you were already out there, and you supported us. And you put up with my crap a lot of the time, because you knew I meant well, and I was under stress, and that nobody else was doing it at this level. And I see Tucker Carlson starting to get it, and Drudge Report getting it for a long time. And I see Limbaugh adopting our talking points. That's why Media Matters and Soros and the Democrats have gone after us, because they have found all the instances. And they know for a fact that Congress at lunch listens to the show, and the White House listens to the show. That's why we've got to stay on air, folks, because – They are listening. And I've got to stay robust and strong because they plan to bankrupt me. And then they plan to criminally set me up when I can't defend myself and put me in prison. They're following a formula. Then they want to kill me in prison. And I'm not a victim. They want to get me. I expect all this. But I don't want them to win. I've got their tentacles wrapped all around my neck. And I got their little leeches chewing all over me. And I don't mind that. It actually feels good. Because I want to be in the fight. Because while they're all wrapped around me, I'm just stabbing them. And stabbing them politically. Just running the knife in. And I can feel them biting into me politically. And then letting go. And they're in pain. And biting again. So let me tell you. believe me. I want to stay in this fight. I want to defeat these people. When I watch these women start having orgasms when they talk about killing babies, we're going to play a video of women like literally rubbing their legs. That is demon possession, ladies and gentlemen. Because once people don't have God, they're given over to great delusion. God turns you loose, and you go, what's wrong with these people? Overnight, men and women become basically, men become super lazy and stupid. Women become satanic and turn against their very nature. Of being mothers and loving and good, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And the new fetish, ABC News reports, is abortion addiction. The power to kill your baby, the salivation, and women saying they have orgasms while they murder their babies. And they sycophantically talk about how it's going to be so much fun. Oh, I've got a little girl. She's 6 months old. I'm going to take pictures with her chopped up body. These are real quotes. You think, well, this isn't a real person. And then you go find out it's real. And then you go out to an abortion clinic to demonstrate, and Antifa shows up with their mask off and start putting black in front of your camera. Ugly tar paper. It's like only a demon would just, and the way they walk and move is all satanic. It's all just, they're totally under its control. And they just look at you and they go, I've killed 40 of my children. And then I talk to people that actually know these people. And they go, no, that's what they do. And they go and they look at the dead baby and they go, and they spit up, you little bastard, you little effer. And they slap their baby in the face and then they go and have sex with their car. I mean, these people are out of hell! And I'm not going to put up with their crap anymore. They go and they piss on their babies. And God sees that. You know why they're doing this? They want God to destroy us. They want God to lift the hedge so everything collapses and they have a big free-for-all. They're trying to get us to give up on God and to not pray. Because as soon as we do, the hedge goes. The hedge is already going down right now. You can see it going down. And when the hedge goes down, ladies and gentlemen, hell is released. And you think they're going to stop with celebrating murdering their little babies? And it's these weird feminists. They're not feminists. They're going to destroy women. Everything's the opposite. I've got a little girl, and I'm going to kill her tomorrow. I'm going to go on Good Friday to desecrate Christ, and they're going to chop my little girl up. She is a baby, and I want to do it for Satan and for me. Remember who they are. Remember they're everywhere, and they're in education, and they're in law, and they're in government, and they're in banking, and they want to run your life, and they hate you, just like they hate their baby. They have babies just to kill them, and I'm going to show you them saying it and celebrating it when we come back on the other side. Know your enemy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Falling apart. Their minds are disintegrating. Their selfishness is killing them. Look at all the studies. You don't need a study for this. Spending time with friends every day may lower dementia risk, study finds. The average leftist is incredibly alone, doesn't have any real friends, only goes out to meet like-minded people directed by Facebook or Twitter to carry out their evil operations. And if you look at history, every culture, again, from the ancient Mesoamericans to the ancient Europeans to ancient people in Asia or Africa, every culture would decline once a priest class got in control for usually a few hundred years, and they would start demanding human sacrifice of children. Every history book's full of it, the Roman histories, the Jewish histories, the Bible. and they dig up these mass graves of sacrifices all over Europe, all over Mexico, all over Guatemala, all over Peru. They found hundreds of thousands of little bundled babies at cenotes in Mexico, where they would sacrifice children to the water god. Now, what's making people do this? Why does it keep manifesting? Well, it's manifesting again. You can debate all day long why it's happening, where it's going. So, yesterday I said, hey, go grab a few more clips. I've seen a bunch of clips where women say kill babies up to age 3. You know, there's too many people. So we found 50 more clips probably. So I asked the crew to put some of these clips into that 4-minute report we've done with the media promoting abortion and making jokes about it with some new clips. So some of this you've seen, some of this you may not have seen, but this is like a 7.5-minute compilation. And then it ends with Paul reading off official Twitter accounts, people saying, let's abort more babies for the earth. You see the news say, don't have babies, save the earth. They're selling the idea that humans are inherently bad, and they're really selling us on not having any value for ourselves. Well, now they euthanized a 46-year-old man because he didn't have any health care. And he was fully conscious, begging for help in Canada last week. So that's where this is going. Here is this compilation that needs to get out to everybody. We'll post it to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com later. Here it is.
Our main story tonight concerns breast implants. Some are against them, others believe they're fine in rare cases, and many believe you should be able to get them whenever the fuck you want. Sorry, did I say breast implants? I meant abortions. Tonight's main topic concerns abortion.
Tonight, in honor of America, I'd like to do a salute to abortion in the Break's 10th annual Salute to Abortion.
It's a woman's body, and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. It wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. It has a heartbeat.
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
That is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It's a clump of cells in 12 weeks.
You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right? How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
You've got Amazing Grace being sung. I don't know if AM radio picks it up, but they're saying, Hail Satan. And the news confirmed. That's what they're saying. There she is. Hail Satan. Sticks her tongue out.
You got to repent, sir, for murdering babies. Why? Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Well,
stinky breath.
Yeah,
why?
It's pretty evil of you, sir.
Yeah, I am.
And I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
Yeah, you...
I don't listen to Christ.
You will have a darkened heart, sir.
I do have a darkened heart, yeah.
You have a darkened heart?
I do, very, very much
and
so.
And you will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day?
Yes, I will,
day.
Every day.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes, day? Yes, I will, every day.
All of the babies that
I
you
love
have
it.
Killed.
I love it.
Yeah, keep tearing the babies
yeah,
apart.
I will.
Keep tearing the babies
I
apart.
I will.
I hate the truth. I hate the truth. I hate the truth.
Oh, you killed them. You let them live so they can starve to death.
Why'd you spit at us?
I don't agree with you.
No uterus, no right to talk about it. Understand me, motherfucker?
So when do we cut off abortions? At what week?
I think at 3 years old. When we should.
I also had my first abortion at the Seattle Planned Parenthood. Yay!
I had an abortion on Good Friday!
On the top.
topic on the fetal tissue side of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be helpful for us to understand volume-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, realistically, if we were to do an agreement with you guys, you know, what do we think you could get? I mean, what do you feel like
volume,
you could get?
Volume-wise?
Yeah,
okay.
On specifically liver tissue, because that's
okay.
such an area of demand for us.
Right, so liver and what about intact specimens?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you had intact cases, which we've done a lot, so we sometimes ship those back to our lab in its entirety.
You know, you can imagine where they would run with this. Like, they're selling bone for, you know.
So I say, okay, what are you looking to supply today?
We were asked to procure certain tissues, like brain, liver, thymus, pancreas, heart, lungs, and pretty much anything on the fetus.
If we alter our process,
mm-hmm.
and we are able to obtain intact fetal cadavers, it's all just a matter of line items.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the lab it's coming.
Yeah.
Get all over the box.
Oh, God.
And are we agreed that $100 would keep you happy?
I want to live with you.
In the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases, and using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo lit up the One World Trade Center spire in pink to celebrate his radical expansion of abortion in New York. State lawmakers approved a law permitting abortion in the state for any reason until the 24th week of pregnancy and then up until birth.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
Are you for third trimester abortions?
My answer to you is that should be a decision that the woman makes.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. Is it okay to still have children?
How do you justify the decision to allow Planned Parenthood to rent in this city for free?
Next speaker.
There's a new video out on Infowars.com of two partial birth abortion, 8.5-month-old babies. And it makes you want to kill people. I'll just be honest with you right now. My guts, my spirit sees a baby who got killed and its brain sucked out by some asshole, and then they make a joke out of it. These are abortion doctors with third trimester babies that were about to be born, defiling them, making jokes about them. They're having a fight.
They're playing with dead babies in a little medical pan, and it was pretty shocking, gruesome stuff to see, and just total lack of regard for humanity.
That's just absolutely amazing. We're going to have Debbie Johnson. I'm sorry.
God bless abortions and God bless America!
Don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you got to get that baby out of there.
Question regarding abortions and breeding fetish. I have a female friend who has a really powerful fetish for breeding. She has never used any type of birth control. She is with a male partner currently who is just like her, into breeding, and they've been practicing their fetish for quite a few abortions. I know this fetish. My girlfriend and me have the same fetish. My girlfriend enjoys her pregnancies, and she enjoys the abort-a-tion. Her preferred date for the abort is between 20 and 24 weeks of gestation. I enjoy it to make her pregnant, and I enjoy the time of her pregnancy. She has no menstrual period, and she is sexual, very active. Sexuality without prevention is very emotional and inexpensive. In the last 10 years in our relationship, we have done 7 aborts. And my girlfriend is pregnant again with a little girl. Abortion fetish is a great method for birth control. Do not be angry about your girlfriend, but let them enjoy their pregnancies. This is what a...
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.